Masechet Kelim Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Het. The Mishnah here will talk about a comb that's used for combing fibers of flax and wool. The handles are made of wood, but the combs have the status of metal kelim because part of the teeth are metal, and metal kelim, we know, can become tameh even when they are flat. We'll talk about what happens if some of the teeth break off. Mishnah says, Masrek shel pishtan shenitelu shinav v'nishtayed bo shetayim tameh. If you have a metal teeth of a flax comb, if they were removed and only two teeth remain, the comb could still become tameh because it's usable even with two teeth. Be'ahat tahor, but if there's only one metal tooth as part of the comb is tahor because it can no longer be used. Now we'll talk about if the teeth fell out on their own. Bechulan ahat ahat bifnei atzman teme'ot. If all the teeth broke off, each one by itself, they're able to become tameh because each one is able to be used for writing on a wax tablet. So the teeth themselves are considered to be a utensil in some capacity. Veshel semen shenitelu shenav ahat mibentayim tahor. If we're talking about a wool comb, if every other tooth was removed, it is tahor because it cannot be used in that state where it's missing every other tooth. Nishtayed bo shalosh b'makom ehad tameh. But if three teeth remain together in one spot, it could still become tameh because three teeth in a row is enough to make it usable, and therefore it is now a keli and it could become tameh. Hayeta haitzona hat mehen tahor. But if one of the three teeth was the end tooth, the end of the comb, then it is not a keli anymore, it is tahor. The tooth at the end is thicker than the others, and it doesn't help with the combing process, so it doesn't count as one of the three required teeth on the comb. Nitilu mimenu shetayim ve'asa'a nimalketet teme'ot. If two of the teeth were removed from a wool comb and the owner made them into tweezers for plucking hair, they could become tameh because they have now been made into a usable tool. Different than the detached teeth of a flax comb, here the detached teeth of a wool comb cannot be used for writing because they're too thin, but there's other uses for them. Ahat v'hitkina lener o lemituach tameh. If one tooth was removed from the comb and the owner prepared it for cleaning out lamps, or he prepared it for stretching out cloth, then the tooth can become tameh because now it is a usable tool.